Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Cascarella. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Cascarella. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Haas moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Bonura moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. Bonura scores. Appling moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Almada reaches second base with a double. Melillo moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melillo scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Almada moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and picks off Cronin. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Pete reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe moves to third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Haas reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. Pete scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren catches it and throws to second to double up Haas. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Rhodes moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pete hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Haas reaches third base with a triple. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Miller reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Dahlgren reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Max Bishop pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is hit by the pitch. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dahlgren moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Hockett now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Miller reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook now playing right field. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hockett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pete hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Pete reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Pete moves to third. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Pete scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive to left field. Johnson throws towards the plate. Farrell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Farrell. Bonura scores. Simmons moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 11-2, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Dahlgren reaches third base with a triple. George Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy has Dahlgren trapped. There's the throw to Sewell and over to Dykes, who tags Dahlgren for the out. Hockett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dib Williams pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Moberg now catching. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pete reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cook for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bonura moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonura scores. 2 outs. It's 12-2, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hockett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dahlgren hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. Pete hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Haas bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Pete moves to second. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe scores. Pete moves to third. 2 outs. It's 13-2, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Johnson moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.